So why would God require us to have to sort out what is real from what is false? Why not make it clearer? Why allow it to be so muddy? Well, in order to train our senses to be able to discern the difference between what is true and good from what is false and bad. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14 says, "By now you ought to be teaching others, yet you remain like those who must be taught and have to drink milk because you cannot digest strong adult food." But adult food is for those who have trained their senses by reason of use or exercised their senses to be able to tell the difference, to discern between what is good and true and what is bad and false. God expects us to exercise our spiritual senses so that we can grow in our ability to discern. For the most part, the church in the West has chosen to remain milk-drinking babies. There's no interest in growing into mature spiritual adulthood in many, many churches. So the exercising of discernment which produces spiritual muscle hardly ever happens. People are either gullible, as in many charismatic circles, who just take in whatever weird manifestation happens in front of them, and they think if it's spiritual, it's got to be good, not knowing that there are two different kingdoms in the spirit world, and they can never be reconciled. Or they go away the other direction and refuse to acknowledge anything supernatural and live in mainline denominational structures where everything is safe and defined and there's no spiritual warfare and everything is neatly organized and put in a category where they don't have to exercise any discernment at all. Either way, there's no discernment. So little discipleship comes out of that, and little preparation for things to come. I love the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the church. I've seen the good fruit of it for many years, but I have also seen the danger of what happens when they are so mixed with human error that they become tools for evil, though they were obviously meant for good. God allows this to happen in order to make us grow up. So we learn to discern, we learn to forgive, and we learn to grow up. I love the Word of God. I love the Word-centered part of the church, where holiness is the focus and reverence for the awesomeness of God is held forward. There's a humility and love of the Scriptures produced in many of these churches. A deep desire to honor God by obeying His Word. Where there is obedience to Scripture out of a loving and humble heart, discernment will automatically come, gifts or no gifts. In fact, where there is such a love for God's Word, gifts will operate even if that group thinks they passed away. But I've also seen the danger of a heady intellectualism that is so proud of its scholarship that the very Scripture they claim to love and obey becomes something they read and dissect rather than allowing it to read and dissect them. Knowledge puffs up, Paul says. God seems to have set us all in places where we have to grow up if we're going to follow Him. But sadly, most of the Western church has opted for entertainment and operating in what I call felt need motivated spirituality. That is, only being moved toward God to get, quote, their needs met. More than dying to self, rising in Christ's power, laying down their lives for others, and walking in obedience, whether they feel it or not.